Ireland should be proud of the Eighth Amendment, according to former Taoiseach John Bruton. Ear Taoiseach John Bruton, why should we be proud of the Eighth Amendment?
Because we're one of the few countries in the world that actually has in its constitution a protection for the right to life, not just of a person after they're born, but before they're born as well. We recognise that human life is a continuum and that your life doesn't just begin the day you're born. You're already alive as a human being with inherent rights before you're born. And in the Irish constitution, that's recognised. And I think that increasingly medical knowledge is showing us that a lot of development, human development, is taking place in a baby before it's born. It can feel things, it can react to stimuli, it can be seen, its sex can be recognized. All of these things, we know these things now in a way that maybe we didn't know 40 years ago, which is all the more reason for ensuring, now that we know more about an unborn child's life, that we should protect that life from being taken away.
Kate O'Connell was responding to some of your comments yesterday. She tweeted some of the evidence from the Joint Directors Committee, particularly evidence that was given by obstetricians in relation to when a fetus develops, when the heartbeat begins, and basically saying, for example, some of the evidence, it's a mistake to assume that just because an X-25-week fetus in the neonatal intensive care unit can show signs of feeling pain, that the same 25-week fetus in the utero will feel pain. And they would maybe question some of the things you were saying, that evidence.
Well, I suppose nobody knows for sure what pain any other person is feeling, even if they're born, because pain is something very internal to yourself. So I wouldn't think that the doctors are in a position to be dogmatic about that. But I think in any event, we should adopt the precautionary principle. If there's any possibility that we could be inflicting pain, I think we should avoid doing so. And I believe that when an abortion is taking place, particularly if it's a late-term abortion, which the government legislation will allow in certain circumstances, I'm almost certain that the child will suffer pain in the process of being killed.
Okay. The criticism of the Eighth Amendment, even from people who would be coming not from a pro-choice point of view, let me put it like that, is that it is far too restrictive. That it, for example, in the case of fatal fetal abnormalities, that you have people who are forced against their will under the law to carry a baby full term, a baby that is no longer that is not viable. It sounds like a very cold way of phrasing it, but and that it is just too restrictive and limits obstetricians and limits compassion as well.
Well, that's not an argument for removing all protection, because if the government's proposed amendment goes through, there will be no protection whatever for an unborn life. None at all. The government didn't seem to examine, and the committees didn't seem to examine, the situation of the unborn child in any detailed way, or to examine its rights. All of the reports that I read that have been produced were about changes that would need to be made rather than protecting what we already protect. And I would point out that it is certain that if the amendment to remove the Eighth Amendment were to pass, that there will be substantially more abortion taking place among Irish people than are currently taking place. At the moment, 1 in 14 pregnancies in Ireland ends in abortion, whereas in Britain, where they have actually a less restrictive abortion regime than the one we're proposing, I think it's 1 in 7 pregnancies end in abortion.
Okay. The other argument that would be made from people who actually would describe themselves as pro-life, including some people who sat on that Oireachtas committee, is they said they heard evidence that abortion is freely accessible now online, and unregulated abortion pills are accessible online. And some of those sitting there felt they could not just turn a blind eye to that. They had to acknowledge that reality.
Well, the fact that there are deficiencies in the enforcement of any law doesn't mean that we shouldn't have the law. I mean, there are lots of laws in our on our statute book at the moment that are imperfectly enforced. And this is the problem, that the people ordering those pills over the internet. That's a problem in Britain as well. And it hasn't been cured by their having very liberal abortion law. So I think that remains a problem. I look back at what Dr. Gareth Fitzgerald, former leader of Syndicate, said, and he quoted it in his autobiography. He said, all life, whether of citizens or people of other nationalities, whether born or unborn, should be protected by our constitution. And I think we should protect life in our constitution, not just the life of those who can speak, but the life of those who are not yet able to speak.
Final question. Do you think if this referendum is passed, and it's certainly up in question as to whether it will be passed, but if there is a yes vote, do you think that Dáil Éireann will vote for the proposed government legislation, in particular the idea of access to abortion on request for the first 12 weeks? Do you think Dáil Éireann will vote for that?
I don't know, really. It's impossible to tell.
Okay, you wouldn't speculate, because there's a lot of speculation that the Dáil is divided on this, and that isn't an ideal scenario to fight a referendum.
Well, what we know for certain, is if the protection of life of the unborn is removed from the constitution, the Dáil can do what it likes. It can allow for abortion at any stage, and in fact, the proposal that we're hearing about allows for abortion if there's a risk to the mental or physical health of the mother, right up to the day of birth and up to 12 weeks without any indication at all. In Britain, for example, you have to have some health ground to ground an abortion in the first 12 weeks. In Ireland, it would seem to be on demand under the proposal that the government is contemplating. I have no idea whether members of the Dáil would vote for that.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it there. Taoiseach John Bruton, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.